If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map today is Green Lake, Wisconsin. For over 150 years, tourists and visitors have been answering the call to come experience Green Lake. With over 27 miles of beautiful shoreline, Green Lake, Wisconsin's deepest natural inland lake, beckons to take you on the off the beaten path to refresh and unwind. Now, how can you experience the good life in Green Lake? Mark Wilton, the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, is going to tell you how. Welcome to On the Map, Mark.
How you doing, Dave?
I am great. I have to tell you, I was telling Lisa, our host this afternoon, that I have never been up to Green Lake, but it was a tradition for over 20 years for my late parents to go up there and stay at the Heidel House. And there were certain things that they kept to themselves, and the kids weren't allowed to go up there. And I think it's time for a trip for me.
That sounds like a great plan. You come up and see me, I'll show you around.
That sounds great. How far of a drive is it from Green Lake to Chicago, Mark, or vice versa, Chicago to Green Lake?
So obviously it depends what area of Chicago you're in, right? But it averages 2.5 to kind of 2 hours and 45 minutes, depending on that outbound traffic out of Chicago, right?
So yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Now, am I hearing a Green Lake, Wisconsin accent from you, Mark?
I wish, but you are sure not. No, New Zealand originally. So found myself over here, actually married a Chicago girl, and found ourselves moving up to Green Lake full-time about a couple of years ago. So we absolutely love it. In fact, I pinch myself every day. I'm standing here at the office overlooking the lake. So it's just beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, you know, whether you like to take a pontoon ride, paddle in the calm waters, adventure around on a jet ski, or jump the wake on a wakeboard, Green Lake really does have plenty of beautiful water to explore, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the lake is our biggest asset here. I mean, Green Lake is it's a quiet town, but very tourist focused. And our biggest asset being the lake. It's actually Wisconsin's deepest inland lake, freshwater lake. Uh-huh. So, about 236 feet at its deepest. So it's beautiful for boating, for fishing, for everything outdoors.
It's that deep. Wow. Did not know that. So, what's the fishing like up there? I bet that's fabulous.
It is. In fact, I was just talking to my son this afternoon. He was out with a buddy the other day. He was catching. He was showing me pictures of his smallmouth bass. They've got a couple of bluegill out there. Really good for lake trout on the lake here. So just a number of different variety. You've got some walleye out there as well. Muskie, in fact, muskie is a big one as well. So, I mean, the size of the lake at nearly 7 miles long and 1.5 to 2 miles wide is, there's a lot of room out there.
Well, yeah, there's a big draw for me to go out there. The lake that I usually hang out on just past Lake Geneva is usually, most of it's about 4 or 5 feet deep. It's a very muddy lake. There's maybe 9 feet in the middle. So that's quite an adventure, especially for fishing. And I imagine boating is a major draw. And there are places to rent boats too, right?
It is. There are 4 or 5 different marinas around the lake with great boat rental options. One of the local favorites here is obviously the pontoon boats. In fact, took the family out on a pontoon boat with a roof and a slide on the top the other day, so we were having a blast. But yeah, boating out on the lake is absolutely popular. People come in from around the area, a lot of people coming up from Chicagoland, the Chicagoland area. A lot of second homeowners up here too with slips with boats on there as well. So just great for boating.
So wakeboarding, tubing, water skiing, you got it all.
All of the above.
That's fabulous. What else can you do around the lake? I'm sure there's some pretty extensive hiking and biking trails, especially for, you know, a lake that's 7 miles wide.
Absolutely. I mean, there's we've done a really strong push over the years, and there's a number of people very involved in enhancing the biking experience around the Green Lake area. There are a number of trails. In fact, there's a full, what they call, loop of the lake. It's about a 27-mile round trip around the lake, well-marked, and it's, in fact, it's got a number of different restaurants and bars along the route that it's just great for a pit stop here and there and kind of circle all the way back through town. So that, along with hiking and a lot of nature trails. I mean, we've got fall coming up, which is just such a great time up here with all the leaves changing color, red, yellow, orange. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, I understand there's some historic golf courses up there as well.
There are, yeah. In fact, Wisconsin's oldest golf course, Tuscumbia Golf Course, is located here in the city of Green Lake. Opened in 1896. So that's under new ownership here in the last couple of years. They've really done some great things to bring that back to life. We've got Wisconsin's top five golf course here in the golf courses of Lasagna. There's two great courses. Both one is a Lynx style course, as well as a Woodlands course with a great high tee box overlooking the lake as well. So that is just a really beautiful course. A number of other local courses around the area, including White Lake Golf Course, and Mascouden's got 27 holes here.
Wow.
So good opportunity to mix and match two different types of nine holes. So just a lot of golf. It's definitely a golfing community, that is for sure.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Now, I'm going to say, when I explore an area, I really want to do it around a festival to really see what the area is all about, the town is all about, the businesses are all about. And, you know, to wrap up the summer and kick off the fall, you've got a lot going on up there. Let's talk a little bit first about Lake Palooza.
That's right. So Labor Day weekend is going to be a big deal here in Green Lake. We've got Lakerpalooza is a street-style music festival here. We've got food trucks going on. We've got a couple of live bands. We've got Grasshopper starting at 3 o'clock. Davidson County band starting at 7 o'clock. So hopefully this weather sticks around for at least another 7 to 10 days, right? And we can enjoy the kickoff into fall with some outdoor music. And then later on in September, we've got our biggest festival of the year. And really, it's kind of the unofficial end of the season, I guess, but it is Harvest Fest. And our town swells from 1,000 regular residents to 15,000. So it's just an enormous growth in population. We shut the whole street down, all the streets in downtown Green Lake here, live music on a number of different stages. We've got famous bed races. You have to look up, visit greenlake.com to check out the bed races there that we have. A lot of family-friendly activities, everything that is fall-themed and Harvest Fest-themed. So just a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll talk when we get back from the news a little bit about some of the lodging for that weekend as well. But there's also a Wisconsin State Chili Cook-Off in early September, and there's always live music somewhere in Green Lake, especially around the town square, right?
There is indeed. In fact, my family's over there tonight at the Town Square Tap. Is a beautiful facility overlooking the mill pond at the back of the lake there. Just live music outdoors. It's just a great place to hang out, right? It's just relaxation. And like I said earlier, I tend to pinch myself most weeks about living in this environment.
Now, you mentioned that a couple years ago that you and your wife moved up there. Tell me, like, your favorite spots and why Green Lake is so special to you that you actually made the move there.
So, small town community, a lot of just, it came down to the people. The people in the community, we really feel like we've been embraced. A lot of people they just look out for the kids. Like, the kids can ride their bikes up and down the street. We know that friends and family around the area are looking out for them. There's just a lot of, everyone glues together. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities with just so many events that run through the summer and into the fall. It's just tight knit. Being from New Zealand originally, I come from a small country, a small community. It really hits home. It feels like home. It's that really Americana kind of vibe, right? That small town rural community and with the beauty of the sun going down over the lake, it just adds all to it. So it's a special place to be, and it's a special place for our kids to make memories over the next kind of dozen years.
I love it. Joining us on the map again is Mark Wilton. He's the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Visit greenlake.com. lodgingmarketplace.com is the website. So, Mark, talk to me a little bit about the lodging facilities in the area. I know I really want to talk about first the Heidel House. My parents love that place. It's historic, right?
It really is. And something that's little known is Green Lake, Wisconsin was actually one of the furthest west resort towns back in the early 1900s. And there were actually seven large resorts on the lake, dotted around the lake. And the Heidel House is actually the last remaining one. So it was newly renovated back in 2021. Kind of COVID had some impact on it, but new owners in 2021 made some amazing renovations, really brought it back to life, and it's an anchor in the area. So we're so proud of that place.
Yeah, let's talk to us about some other places that are up there that people can stay. I know there's a lot of bed and breakfast. There's other places you can stay. There's lakeside Airbnbs.
There is, yeah. There are a number of different motels in the area, some beautiful historic bed and breakfast in the area. Yes, you've got the lakeside homes that are the Airbnbs as well, which are an attraction. So a variety of different options.
And there's also some stay and play golf packages you can put together too, right?
There sure are, and it includes a variety of motel options. There are obviously the four courses I touched on earlier, and some of these stay and play packages include food and beverage credit for some of the local restaurants too.
I have a texture coming in from 773 asking about camping opportunities up there.
Camping, one of the best and my favorite family campground is Green Lake Campground. So just an amazing campground, very clean, a lot of modern facilities, actually including four swimming pools. We were lucky enough to take the kids over there for a couple of days last weekend. But you've got Hattie Sherwood, which is a public campground here, a city-sponsored. It's got million-dollar views. It's right across the street from the lake, from what we call Big Green Lake, and there are a number of different options. So everything from campgrounds, motels, bed and breakfast, right up to the Heidel House as well.
Love it. Let's talk about the dining scene. If you're in Wisconsin, there's got to be some supper clubs around, right?
There sure is. Some fine dining, some supper clubs, some prime ribs, some fish fries, some old fashioned. So, yeah, absolutely. We've got Norton's on Green Lake here. We've got Chops Restaurant in town. Murphy's on Green being one with just some stunning lakeside views, watching the sun go down. Adam's Rib, we've got some great home-style cooking. We love Goose Blind there as well. It's got just a great kind of sports bar type theme. So there really is something for everyone in town and the area. So that's fun.
There's Norton's too, I think. That's been open since the late 1940s.
It has been. And that's the supper club right there on the lake. So it's, they've just gone under a change of ownership there as well in the last few years and really made some renovations there as well. New menu, just some great food over there.
And I just want to peek a little bit into the off season. I mean, when you're talking about getting into fall and, of course, in the winter, there's all kinds of opportunities up there for ice fishing, cross-country skiing. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so fall, it's kind of a little-known piece. Fall and winter, fall is just big on the colors. The colors of the leaves changing, the yellows, the reds, the oranges that we touched on earlier, it's just amazing. Fall really looks at kind of the ATVs, the UTVs, there's a number of different trails around the area. As we move into winter, you touched on it there, Dave, it's snowmobiling trails, and there are groomed snowmobiling trails around us. Obviously, we all rely on getting the snow. We weren't so lucky this year, or maybe we were. Depends on which way you look at it.
Yeah, right.
But we've got, obviously, the lake comes back into play typically around kind of mid-January where it'll freeze over, hopefully, most years it does. A lot of ice fishing opportunities. You've got the cross-country skiing you touched on. Some of the golf courses up here actually open up as cross-country skiing facilities. You've got, it's just a bunch of outdoor activities too in the winter. So a lot of fun.
Very, very cool. I also know that we have on our website, WGNRadio.com, that there's a WGN Radio Experience, the Good Life Sweepstakes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this was just an amazing package that a lot of local businesses here in town contributed to, anchored by a couple of nights there at Heidel House. $25 bar food and beverage credit there at the Heidel House. They've got two restaurants on site. You get two tickets to the historic Thrasher Opera House. Now, this is one of my favorite music venues. I've been to a lot in the Chicagoland area. But this is about hosts about 250 to 300 people. Some of the best sound I've heard. They've got a lot of folk, blues, Americana-style artists that come in there. So if you're looking for an intimate concert, this really is the weekend away that you're looking for, the package you're looking for. Lucky enough to have Alambrio Spa, which is a newly renovated spa in town too. Very high-end, luxurious spa packages, massages. Part of this package, you get $300 in spa credit there. Massage, pedicures, manicures, all that sort of stuff. Not that I can speak much to that. I'm not not sure if I'm a pedicure man, but
gotcha.
It is a great spot. And then anchored too by a round for two at La Sonia's golf course there as well. So it's just, it's an incredible weekend away, and a sweepstake package we're incredibly proud of. So we'd love to have someone take that home.
I love it. And you know what? Visit greenlake.com. I will tell you, I have a lot of, obviously, a lot of guests on our travel show here. I think you have a fabulous website. Tell folks a little bit about navigating through that and all the things that you can direct them to do, from lodging to the activities.
There is. So there's a lot of information on there, typically categorized by different types of activities that you'd like. Visit Green Lake being the homepage there. Check out the events page. That's updated regularly with large-scale events, those that bring in the 1,000 to 1,500 people, right down to what's happening on a Monday night at some of the local bars and restaurants around town. So that is a great source of information around what's going on each week in Green Lake.
All right, visit greenlake.com. And again, on the WGN Radio Sweepstakes, Experience the Good Life, you can go to WGNRadio.com. Mark Wilton, the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Mark, thank you very much. I'm going to make my way up there. I got to see what my parents loved all those years.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me on.